KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic Trojan boys basketball team is headed to the state tournament for the first time since 2002 after a sub-state final win last night over Glenwood, 69-68. The Trojans and the Rams put on quite a nail-biting show for the capacity crowd at Harlan Community High School last night. The Trojans built a two-possession lead multiple times down the stretch, only to have Glenwood claw back to within one as time wound down. After Austin Alexander hit a free throw to push the lead to four for Atlantic with 12 seconds left, Nate Moore hit a three with about 4 seconds remaining on the clock to get the Rams within one. Now, time should have been allowed to run out, as the Rams didn't have any timeouts left. Atlantic gets an opportunity to inbound the ball down low and didn't have to. But an inadvertent whistle and a clock stoppage ended up forcing Atlantic to throw the ball in with just 1 second left. They were able to do that successfully, and that sealed the victory. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins thought it would be a close game, and it turned out to be just that.
Just a typical Atlantic Glenwood game, just back and forth. We had to weather some storms, weather some runs. I thought we just had a lot of perseverance down the stretch, and just really happy for our guys more than anything else. Has nothing to do with what happened last year, has nothing to do with what's happened in years past. We found a way tonight. You know, maybe there's a lot of Atlantic teams that have deserved to gone in the past, so hopefully we can do this a little bit for them as well.
Coach Jenkins was elated for his players after the win.
You know, I'm elated for our guys. I don't know how else to put it. I felt like we were good enough to go last year and it didn't happen. This year, we just kept plugging away. You know, there was a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, but we came together at the right time when it matters the most. And it's kind of a little surreal right now to think we're going to be playing at state tournament. So, concerned.
Sophomore Chase Mullinex had a monster night for Atlantic with 19 points, and he played excellent defense with the assignment on Nate Moore for most of the night. Chase said he thought his team executed their game plan pretty well.
Oh, it felt great. Just my shots going down, and then guarding Moore, he was struggling the first half there. Kind of made some tough shots in the second half, but we still did an all-around good job.
Senior Garrett Franken finished with 19 points as well for the Trojans and said it felt great to knock off the Rams and get over that hump to get to the state tournament.
Yeah, they're a great team, and everyone said that we weren't going to beat them three times, and we came in and we proved everyone wrong, and this is what we've been waiting for since November, and it's awesome.
6'6" Scott Leonard worked hard down on the block for 15 points in the win, and he said his teammates really stepped up when it was tough for him to get touches early in the game.
I think the game plan coming in was trying to shut me down, because the two games before, I think I had 20 on both of them, so I was obviously one of the big game plans. And got to say, Grant Jackson Chase really stepped up, because their guy was the one who was coming in and helping. They were hitting shots. They were driving. They were really facilitating. And I think they did a really great job tonight, and that's what eventually got me open so I could score.
Good all-around effort last night. Glenwood was led by Nate Moore. He had 26 points, 24 of those in the second half, as Glenwood rallied from a halftime deficit. Andrew Bloom had 17 before fouling out late, and Christian Stanislav 15 for the Rams, as Glenwood ends their season at 18-6. For Atlantic, they improved to 19-5 on the season, and they head off to the state tournament for the 11th time in school history, the first time in 15 years since Coach Alan Jenkins was a junior guard on the last team to advance to state. The Trojans will play in the 3A quarterfinals on Tuesday, March 7th. Now, because of some idiotic idea by the Iowa High School Sports Network, we won't know until sometime tomorrow afternoon when the Trojans will play and who they will play. We only know that they will play either at 2 o'clock, 3:45, 6:35, or 8:15 on Tuesday of next week in Des Moines in the quarterfinals of the 3A tournament. In the meantime, elsewhere in 3A boys sub-state finals, Dallas Center Grimes beat Boone 54-43 last night. It was Mount Pleasant over Oskaloosa 70-40. Pella beats Grinnell 55-53. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Bishop Heland Catholic 53-51. Waverly Shellrock topping Forest City 71-55. West Delaware beat Center Point Urbana 54-51. Cedar Rapids Xavier over Dubuque Wallert in a rematch. The two teams have played for the state title in 3A last year. It was 58-39, Xavier a winner. Also in a 1A sub-state final last night, Remsen St. Mary's beat Boyden Hall 56-51. Now to girls basketball, where the Exira EHK Spartan girls team was a winner, and they move on to the semifinals in a Monday afternoon victory over the Sydney Cowgirls 58-43 in Des Moines. The Spartans had to work for the win throughout as they saw a 15-point halftime lead shrink to 5 before putting the Cowgirls away down the stretch. Sophia Peppers continued her postseason dominance with 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists. Keely Nelson also a big game with 16 points and 13 rebounds for the Spartans. Peppers said it was good to get out of that first round and get those nerves out.
The nerves are gone. The new ones that haven't been here before, their nerves are gone, and I think we'll be okay.
And you see what it sounds like in the press room after the game, too. Also, Pepper says she's confident her team can go the distance.
I think it's time to finally win it all. We've gone in our first year, second round, and I think it's our time to win it all.
Hope you caught that. Like I said, lots of noise in the media room after the game. Sydney was led in the loss by 14 points from Cameron McClintock, who dropped in 4 threes in the game. Maren Phillips finished with 9 points for Sydney as their season ends with a 23-2 record. That was the Cowgirls' first ever state tournament appearance. The Spartans improved to 24-1, and they'll face Turkey Valley next in the 1A semifinals on Thursday. And we'll have that game for you live here on the radio on Thursday. Now, other 1A quarterfinals yesterday. Springville beat Burlington Notre Dame 56-16, Kingsley Pearson over Marquette Catholic 65-61, and Turkey Valley a 60-58 winner over Janesville. And again, that semifinal schedule, Springville will play Kingsley Pearson at 10 o'clock Thursday morning, followed by Turkey Valley and Exira EHK. The game tips at 11:45. We're on the air 10:45 Thursday morning as Chris and Mike will bring you all of that action. Also in 2A quarterfinals yesterday in the girls' tournament, a big advantage in free throws helped Trainer stay alive. The second-ranked Cardinals got 18 points from Connor Sudman, knocked down 26 of 37 free throws, and they remained undefeated with a 60-54 win over 10th-ranked Van Meter. Van Meter was just 4 of 7 at the line, but stayed in contention by making 10 three-pointers. Mackenzie Roberts had 3 of those long-range baskets and led the Bulldogs with 20 points. Sudman sank all 12 of her free throws and handed out 4 assists. Madeline Ditchler added 15 points for Trainer as they picked up 19 points off of turnovers. Abby Tarks had 10 for the Cardinals, and Kayla Chapman had 9, plus a couple of key plays on the defensive end in the final 90 seconds. Trainer advances now as they go to 26-0, and they'll play in the semifinals. By the way, that was career victory number 709 for Trainer coach Gail Hartigan. She's the state leader in victories among active coaches. Also Class 1A play, even when its leading scorer isn't putting up big numbers, Iowa City Regina still has enough talent to cover whatever comes its way. The top-ranked and unbeaten Regals got double-figure scoring from 3 players as they pulled away late for a 67-54 win over Logan Magnolia in the first round in 2A. Regina's top scorer, junior guard Mary Crompton, didn't get her second basket of the game until she hit a 3-pointer at the top of the key with 2:13 left in the third quarter. No problem, though, for the Regals. They led by 8 before Crompton shot, and that started a 15-4 run that put the game out of reach. Logan Magnolia reached the state tournament for the first time. They finished with a 21-4 record. The Panthers did it with a starting lineup of 4 juniors and a freshman, so expect them back next year. Kylan Strait led Logan Magnolia with 22 points and 8 rebounds. Kenzie Kennard had 13 for the Panthers in that loss. Also in 2A quarterfinal play last night, Western Christian beat North Lynn 58-48. Semifinals in 2A, Central Decatur will play Regina against Western Christian in Thursday afternoon play. Trainer awaits the winner of today's Central Decatur Cascade quarterfinal round game in Class 2A. Also on the schedule today at the girls' state tourney, in 3A quarterfinals, it'll be Sioux Center versus PCM, Crestwood playing Cherokee, Center Point Urbana against Davenport Assumption, and Pocahontas Area versus Clear Lake. In 4A quarterfinals tonight, Nevada plays North Scott, Grinnell faces Cedar Rapids Xavier. 4A and 5A quarterfinals then will continue and finish up the first round tomorrow. Now let's go back to boys basketball quickly as the Rolling Valley Conference announced their all-conference boys basketball selections yesterday. First team picks include 4 unanimous choices. Drew Buchholz of Exira EHK and Thomas Hensley of CAM were among the unanimous selections to the first team, along with Boyer Valley's Joe Weber and Ben Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard. Other first teamers include Derek Shirky and Drew Shirky, both of Arweva, Joe Towers of Peyton-Sherdan, and Hunter Clausen of Charter Oak Ute. Among the second team selections, Exira EHK's Dakota Rold, CAM's Nick Holste, also Jake Danner of Arweva, and Zach Krause of Arweva. Glidden Ralston's Justin Sparks, Peyton Sherdan's Jake Burns, Coon Rapids Bayard's Brandon Evans, and Jesse Hupp of Charter Oak Ute. Among the honorable mention picks, Noah Pettipier and Cole Burmeister, both of Exira EHK. Also, Pride of Iowa Conference announced its boys all-conference teams yesterday. Among the first team selections, from Nottoway Valley, Spencer Lamb, a sophomore, also from Lenox, Caleb Anderson, and Bedford's Brennan Seffert. All were first-team selections. In fact, they were all unanimous selections to the first team. Among the second-team picks, Bo Weinheimer from Nottoway Valley. Also, Southwest Valley's Wyatt McAlpin and Chance Cobb, along with Dawson Tulberg of Lenox and Bedford's Cooper Nally, were all second-team selections. Also, in college hoops, Drake stopped short of handing interim coach Jeff Rutter the job permanently Monday, saying in a statement that they'll conduct a nationwide search and Rutter is a strong candidate. Athletic director Sandy Hatfield Club says the Bulldogs are seeking a coach who will develop the program into one that competes for Missouri Valley Conference championships and NCAA tournament appearances. Drake has made just one NCAA tournament since 1971. Rutter took over in December after Ray Giacoletti abruptly resigned. The Bulldogs initially got a lift from Rutter, starting Valley play at 5-4, but they've since lost nine straight. The Bulldogs face Bradley Thursday in the opening round of the league tournament. Bond has been set at $750,000 for Creighton basketball player Maurice Watson Jr., who's charged with first-degree sexual assault for allegedly forcing a 19-year-old Omaha woman into having non-consensual sex. Watson, who appeared in Douglas County Court Monday, would have to post $75,000 to be released from jail. A preliminary hearing was set for March 27th. Iowa State senior guard Monte Morris was named the Big 12 Player of the Week Monday. Morris helped lead his team to wins this week at Texas Tech in overtime on Monday and at home against Baylor on Saturday. Cyclones built their current win streak to five games with those victories. Iowa State also jumped back into the AP Top 25 at number 24. This week, Kansas is the new number one in this week's poll. Last night, Frank Mason III had 23 points in his last game at Allen Fieldhouse as Kansas rallied from a deficit to beat Oklahoma 73-63 in top 25 play. Also, number 23, Virginia, beat number 5, North Carolina, 53-43. 11th-ranked Baylor, 71-62 winners over 10th-ranked West Virginia. And also Virginia Tech, a 66-61 winner over number 25 Miami last night. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.